In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And we're coming at you here now. Gosh, this is like the first time in a while that we've been able to have our kind of regular every 2 week meeting. It feels a little weird. It felt weird for me this morning because we had taken that time off, and like we did 2 weeks ago we did, and now we're coming into this, and it's like, this is just kind of weird, but it's nice to be back in the rhythm. It's nice. And so I want to lead with that saying that it'll be more important in the next one we do today, but we are going to be a week maybe behind events and times again with this two every, you know, record two and then put them out. But anyway, because we've been a little bit behind time, we did the last two and they came out. And in fact, we made a mention in our very last podcast about the pizza place that I like to frequent.
Yes.
And the pizza guy at the pizza place. And so, since then, last week before the one came out on, you know, the previous Monday. So last Saturday, I went in to see him, get our pizza and say, hey, you need to pay attention to the new podcast coming out on Monday. Cause you know, we'd already recorded it and, you know, you might find some things that are interesting in there. And it was fun, of course, cause I walked in the door and he's hands raised in the air. Hey, nice to see you. It's great to see you. Let me see if I can get your order right. And he did not. He could not get my order or my wife's order correct. And my wife orders the exact same thing every single time. And let me add on this that we go to the pizza place because one night, when we were out doing our stuff, she had gone to Panda Express like she always did.
Uh-huh.
Because her and her panda, and the Blaze pizza is right by the panda. And I was like, I'm going to go try this pizza place. And I brought it in I'm in the car with my pizza. She's in the car with her panda. It cost about the same amount of money, but all you can smell in the car is the pizza. She's like, what the hell? I'm like, you want a bite? Because this is some of the best pizza I've ever had. She's like, fine, give me a bite. She's like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm like, too bad you got your panda. You said they had other sauces and other toppings. Said, yeah, you can get one of the white sauce with any toppings that you want. She just gives me this look. I'm like, fine, you can have a pizza and your panda. And we went and bought her a pizza that night with her panda. And from that point on, panda was gone off the menu. It was once a week she was having her panda. And now, nope, it's once a week, have to have her pizza. Have her pizza.
I get it.
And has ordered the exact same thing every single time we've been there. Yeah, he didn't get that one right either. Didn't get hers right. Didn't get mine right. And so and he was kicking himself. And I'm like, it's all right. Sorry. He goes, no, I'm going to get these right. And so that was a week ago. We went in last night to get our pizza again. He's like, okay, I think I got it this time. I'm like, all right, go ahead, boss. You go first. Go ahead and do it. Because she always makes her pizza first. And he gets the sauce right. He gets cheese right. He gets the meat ingredients right. You get to the vegetables and nope, he's done. He loses it again. Misses like three of them.
There's so, okay, look, yeah, as far as that's concerned, because anybody can get any amount of anything pretty much that they want on that pizza, yeah. The complications of order is just, it's out of this world. And the fact that everybody says the same, like, everybody has so, it's so individual every time. That's the thing about most pizza. I remember that being like a running joke. I think I saw in an episode of Funny Enough, in an episode of Garfield, the cartoon, surprising. Like was that no two people can ever agree on the right pizza. And
That's not wrong. That's
yeah. No, right. Nobody can ever agree on it. Like nobody ever has their idea of no, man. This is the, it was hilarious because he practically starts. I can't remember who says it for what, but they practically start a riot because people can't agree on their pizza. Like they start a fight in the middle of a grocery store or something like that. I can't remember. It's been so long, but could you imagine? Like I'm trying to put myself in the headspace of somebody that would want to do something like that would work something like that. It's like, here, let's it's like there's at least what triple the options that a Chipotle has when you think about it.
There's tons of options there. The thing is,
I would consider that practically impossible.
Well, except for the fact that the boss always orders the exact same stuff on the pizza.
Yeah, literally, but what I'm talking about is how many 30, 40, 50, 100 other people he sees throughout the week that are doing the same
thing. which is fine if he wasn't the one saying, I think I know your order. I'm gonna get it. It's like, all right, let's
he'll get it.
Yeah,
he has committed himself to remembering it. You know what I mean? So
he will. It's just you know, it's a fun experience. Again, it gives me a tiny bit of a celebrity feel, which is nice. But I asked him, you know, have you listened to the podcast yet? Have you heard it yet? He goes, no, it's been a busy week. I haven't had the opportunity. I'm like, well. Okay, that's cool. You know, you have a busy week. I'm okay with that. But I'm just saying, you definitely do want to listen to that one.
How many podcasts do you have catching up now that we're talking about him?
it'll be this one and then last week's that he asked to do it. I'm just saying, you want to listen to it because might have some things on there that you might be interested in. You know, we're talking about you, dude. And by the way, I for the most part get the same stuff every time. I live with the illusion of I can order a different pizza each time because I can order different stuff on it each time. I just don't, but I can. And the ability to is what I like about it. It's like, well, if I want to, I can get something different. So are you getting something different? No, I'm getting the same shit, but I know I can get something different if I feel like it. And part of that is because I eat half of my pizza on Saturday night, and then I eat the other half Sunday while watching football. And I'm very much me and my football jinxes. I don't like to change things
right
during
no.
the football season.
Including
and
socks.
I do change my socks, but I do wear the same. I wear the same clothes every time I watch a football game. I have hats that I do or don't wear depending on, you know, I have rules. I know they're meaningless. I know that whatever I do has no bearing whatsoever on how the team performs. I'm not the secret code for the team to win. Doesn't matter. I do it anyway. I know it's illogical. I know it's silly and stupid. I still do it. It makes me feel good. And I know that's the result of it more than anything else. It has no bearing on what actually happens.
Right.
I can admit though that it's silly and it's stupid, but I'm still going to do it. I make sure that the wife naps for at least half of the football game. If she's awake for the entire game, it seems that they never do well. When she sleeps for the majority of it, they do well. So it's like, as soon as the game starts, like, hey, babe, you want to go take a nap now? Yeah, I can go take a nap. Yeah, I'm just going to be watching football. She goes, you want me out of here so they do better? Yes.
That's fine, a thing. A That's a thing.
She knows. She knows.
That oh, is, man.
It's a major deal. For 1 year, the last time the 49ers went to the Super Bowl, every single game I had to drink a because of this it's this thing that's in me. It's only me making me do it. I know it, and again, I know it has no outcome on anything. But the first game of the season, I drank a specific beverage, and they did really well. And so the rest of the season, I drank that beverage. Sadly, they did not win the Super Bowl, but at least they made it there. It wasn't the last time. It was the previous to last time. It's when they went to the Super Bowl against the Ravens.
See, the problem is you didn't double up, man. You didn't drink two of them for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's a big deal.
I probably should have, but it was not something I really wanted to drink. I just happened to have one that day, and it was awful, and I drank it, but they did a really good job on the first game, so I went and I made it a point myself or my wife bought one before each game.
Okay, so I have to ask, what is it you were drinking?
Oh, gosh, weren't they called Strawberitas?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Bud Light.
The Bud Light Strawberry Daiquiri.
Kind oh, of, good God. Okay.
This is the pre White Claw malt beverage style.
I remember the Limeritas. I kind of like those, but the Strawberitas were god awful.
They were awful, but somebody had given me one, and I drank it for the game, and I thought it was awful, but I'm
so because of that, you went out and you purchased. Did you purchase a pack of Strawberitas exclusively, or did you get the triple pack, and then once you went through them, you had to
one a week. One a week.
You just like went to a convenience store and picked up a Strawberita.
Either that or like a grocery outlet type store. Oh, okay, where they sell them individually.
Not like the box where it's got like the three pack.
And it had to be it had to be the big can too. It couldn't be a small can. It had to be the big can.
Oh God. Okay, man. Like, I'm not sure I could commit myself to such a thing.
I did, and it was awful, and they still didn't win. So, but I, you know, the having a pizza with my, you know, half of a pizza with my football game every day or every Sunday, I don't mind that. That's pretty good. That's nice.
No.
But I'm not changing my order up. I'm getting the same stuff because, you know, although they didn't have bacon last night, so I hope that doesn't cause an issue, because if it does, ooh, Blaze is in trouble. But anyway, It that's important.
Buys actually, own bacon, week. Cooks bacon, yeah. Throws on pizza.
Actually, I was wondering if there was anything in there. It's probably not because of food safety and whatnot. But I was just thinking if you could have a pizza place where you could bring in ingredients of your own to put on pizza. Because I'm telling you right now, I want Spam on a pizza. I want Spam on a pizza hardcore. Next time we make pizzas here at home, I am making a Spam pizza.
Oh my God, could you imagine the monstrosities that would happen if people were allowed to bring their own ingredients to slam into a pizza?
Like, it would be crazy. It'd be crazy.
Heck, yeah, I've got this Ziploc bag of nondescript food. Could you just throw this on top of that before you put it in the oven?
Yeah, here's some homegrown oregano for my pizza. Oh, yeah. But no, seriously, I was just thinking about it. I need to make a Spam and egg pizza, like crack eggs onto the pizza and let them cook in the, you know, on the pizza. I need a Spam and egg pizza. Although I think you'd have to use like a white sauce for that. I don't think a tomato sauce works, but, tomato sauce with Spam and eggs would not work, but definitely Spam on the pizza. I mean, I believe you've had my chili dog pizza before, right? Didn't you have my
you
chili
know
dog
what? That
pizza?
Was really good. And it has been freaking years
yeah,
since I had that.
It's been like 10 years, yeah.
It's been a long time. I remember, that was one of those things that you remember because it's so rare. And I do not remember what I ate 3 days ago for dinner. But you remember a meal like that.
No, and just so anybody listening wants to be able to make it, it's really simple. You just have to get the a can of chili that has no beans in it, just the meat in it, what is actually chili instead of chili beans. And trust me, go to Texas and try to get chili with beans in it. They will laugh at you because chili does not have beans in it. Chili is just meat. But you get you get just a can of the sometimes they call it hot dog sauce in hot dog sauce. Seriously, that's what it's called because it doesn't have beans in it because Californians don't necessarily understand their chili. Get some of the chili without beans. You put that down as the sauce for your pizza when you're making a pizza.
Whoa, you have whatever dough you want.
That's the sauce. That's the sauce. Okay. It's got a little meat in it. It's got a little meat in it, but it's the chili. And then I would recommend cheddar cheese, but you can, if you don't like the way the cheddar melts, cause it can melt a little oily. I'd mix in some, I'd maybe do some cheddar with some Colby or
It sounds like a cheddar Jack kind of a combo.
Cheddar Jack would work good. I wouldn't go mozzarella with this cause mozzarella doesn't have the flavor profile. You wouldn't put shredded mozzarella cheese on a chili dog. Typically.
No, nope.
I mean, you can. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying typically you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm normally mild cheddar or cheddar Jack.
And then I would suggest somebody get a kielbasa or any other kind of you could do smoked sausage, any kind of sausage pieces. And you want to do like what's the other one? Linguica would be good too. Linguica would work really, really good on this. Because you don't want to use hot dogs necessarily, but you do want to use a sausage of some sort. And you want to just cut the sausage into like oval discs, you know, cut it on kind of a
cut it on an angle.
Mm-hmm. And then and that's it. It's very, very simple, very, very simple pizza. Just whatever the sausage is, the chili underneath, the cheese on top. And then if you really want to add, you know, up it, you take a white onion, cut the white onion, and you put that on after, like you would put Parmesan cheese on your pizza after, you know, regular pizza, right when you're about to eat it. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle some white onion on it, chopped up white onion on it. Do not cook it with the white onion on there. You want the crispness of that fresh, white onion. You don't want it to have the cooked flavor, because when you're, again, when you're having a chili dog, onions, white onion is typically,
you're doing the chili dog thing with it. I totally understand.
Yeah, you typically put some white onion on a chili dog. It's a really, really, a really underrated kind of pizza. You get a different flavor. You get that, again, you get that chili dog flavor that you don't expect in a pizza, and it's a lot of fun. And it's one that unexpected. I guess that's the best word to describe it, because you have specific things that you look for in pizza and pizza flavor, and this is not what you look for, but it's really good.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I've got, you know what? While we're on the subject of this, I actually had a question for you. Actually, I think this would be kind of fun to do. I don't know how far this would take in, but I have a question.
Okay.
So while Tasha and I were out at Walmart, we were grabbing a couple of groceries. We went down the frozen food aisle, and we were starting to see the frozen pizzas and stuff, and all that. But there was, I don't know why this popped up in my head. I thought it would be very interesting that we've never seen a breakfast pizza. Like, you know how you've got your ham, your eggs, croissant butter, that kind of stuff. I remember what did it. What was like, wait a minute, because it was, they had this, there was this pizza. I don't know who it was. I can't remember if it was like Tombstone or Red Baron or something like that, but they had, somebody had made a pizza that was using like the flaky croissant style crust, like those Grands biscuits, the super flaky Grands biscuits. Are you familiar with those?
If I can jump in for you, jump in right here with you. It's DiGiorno, and they actually have a croissant crust, and I've had it, and it's fucking amazing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you dropped out for a second. I'll
say it again. It's DiGiorno croissant crust, and it's amazing. I've had it multiple times. I love that pizza. It's so good.
That's fantastic. Okay. Good. Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was DiGiorno. Okay, so I saw that, and the next thing that went into my head was, how would you make an ideal breakfast pizza? Because the croissant crust right there is like the first layer, right? So what would you put on a breakfast pizza? And I started trying to think about it, and then we had to get shopping, and then the idea popped out of my head. But it's still kind of like, I didn't like sit there and concentrate on it, you know? But it was just like, it was stored in the back of my mind that a breakfast pizza would be absolutely badass. And there's all of these things that you can do with ideal breakfast foods. Like, what would you do to make a breakfast pizza?
Okay. First of all, I've been compared multiple times from my style, especially when I was 20 years younger, and my clothing choices to a celebrity chef, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have mentioned that multiple times. Yeah.
And thing is, I really like Guy Fieri and his shows. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love watching all the shows that he does. I'm the only person, the only food like chef, whatever person that I like more than Guy Fieri is Alton Brown, and Alton Brown's just a freaking genius. And the funny thing is, Alton Brown he's admitted that he didn't know how to cook. He used his understanding of science to apply it to cooking to make him a better cook.
Oh, wow.
And that's
cool.
That's what he teaches you to do when you actually pay attention to his shows and to his books and whatnot. He teaches you how to apply science to cooking and then take what you've learned by that application and build on it and be able to do other things with it. He's amazing. Love him. But I have a special spot for Guy Fieri, mainly because we do have a little bit of resemblance in some of our style stuff. And he's from Northern California, so it's not really surprising.
That's what I kind of thought, like, the first time I ever saw him. I was like, oh, that guy looks like he comes from Sacramento.
When I saw him, I was like, this is my dude right here. What's he doing stealing my stuff with the hair and the shirts and the... That's my dude. We could have hung out. And he has the show that made him famous, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought he was doing stuff. Was it Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
That was the first show.
That was? Okay. I just started hearing about him everywhere, and he starts like doing guest spots on Morning America and shit.
Originally, he was in the Food Network Chef competition show. And he, I believe he won that competition and then ended up getting the first show he got was Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Cause I've been watching Food Network basically since Food Network came about. Since the Cooking Channel branched off into Food Network, I've been watching it since then. So it's been 20 some odd years, however long it's been around. I've been watching it cause I love that stuff. Food porn is amazing. It's the only porn I'm allowed to watch without getting in trouble and with kids in the room. So, I mean, am I wrong though? Not really. But he actually went to with another famous TV chef, Andrew Zimmerman, I believe is the chef. He went to a restaurant in Minnesota that was actually serving a breakfast pizza. And their breakfast pizza that they had, they didn't use a sauce on it, but they, instead of having cheese, they had like chopped up leeks on there.
Whoa.
And then I think there was some kind of ham, and then they would actually crack egg on it. It was a wood fire oven. So they would crack egg on it and put it in there. You know, wood fire oven only cooks for like 3 to 5 minutes or whatever. The eggs would cook in that time period, and because of how quick it was, they wouldn't cook through the yolks. And so when you cut it, you'd cut through the yolks and have the liquid yolks kind of leak out onto the leeks as it were, and kind of add, basically they would become the sauce for it afterwards. Of course, it was really hard for Guy to eat it because he hates eggs. This is where him and I differ. He hates eating anything with eggs, but he did end up eating it and actually enjoyed it.
What's his opinion on avocado?
He loves avocado. He loves avocado. Of course.
Oh my God. You guys are mortal enemies. You're, yeah. Oh my goodness.
So
he's your sworn enemy, dude.
Yeah. He's my supervillain, or am I the supervillain? I'm not sure which.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. That's a difficult one for me to answer. But anyway, breakfast pizza is a place that has not necessarily been dealt with properly. There's not any real market for breakfast pizza, but I believe it's necessary. And of course, if I made a breakfast pizza, there'd be one ingredient on it. There would have to be, right?
If you made a breakfast pizza, there would have to be, yes, the one ingredient, yes.
That would have to be Spam.
Yes.
There'd have
to be Spam. Yes, yes, yes.
Of course, I think you could put Spam on any pizza, but specifically on a breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the eggs and cracking eggs on the pizza and having them cook in the oven, because that's a really good way to cook eggs anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if it does get the yolk done, that doesn't matter. Although if you can do it at the high temperature and not get the yolks completely done so that the runny yolk gets all over the pizza, that would even be better. Mm-hmm. But the cheese part is difficult for me because I don't like cheese with my eggs, but I can maybe see a possibility, as long as it's not freaking American cheese, then, you know, let's make that happen. Although in the second half of this, I do have another American cheese story.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yes. It's something happened again. But I could see some possibilities of cheese, but what I'm thinking is, if you're going to have eggs, right? And that's the only way you want to put eggs on a breakfast pizza. And to me, seems like an appropriate thing. It's a breakfast thing. We associate eggs with breakfast. You wouldn't want to do eggs any other way on a breakfast pizza, because if you do it any other way, you end up with, like, if you scramble them a little bit and then try to put them on there, you're going to basically end up with a souffle or an omelet on top of bread. That's not going to give you pizza. But I'm thinking other appropriate ingredients. Spinach would be appropriate, right? Because you put spinach in like an omelet,
yeah.
So you can see that being appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
I could see mushrooms being appropriate. Mushrooms, yeah. I think, would be really nice. And even if you're one of those people that likes bell pepper on your pizza, I like the flavor of bell pepper, but I don't like the crunchiness of bell pepper on my pizza. It's a weird texture that doesn't fit for me. Bell pepper, I can see, would be another option. And then most pizza places have Canadian bacon or ham. Or just regular bacon. Any one of those would be appropriate. Again, I like Spam better. So it seems like about the only thing that's really missing from a pizza place to make a breakfast pizza, honestly, is the eggs. And I would challenge a pizza place, you know, get yourself some eggs and start figuring out a way to make a breakfast pizza. Cause I guarantee, even if you make the breakfast pizza all day long, here's the thing about that is there are fast food places that serve their breakfast all day long. And they do that because they know people want breakfast all day long. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, I don't care what time of day it is. If I have an opportunity to go have some good biscuits and gravy, I will have that all day.
Oh, hell yeah. Long. Absolutely. Biscuits and gravy at like 8 o'clock at night is badass.
Freaking waffles and fried potatoes and freaking scrambled eggs and bacon. I will do that at any time of day. And I'm going to turn that shit into a sandwich.
Oh, yes.
And it will be the bomb sandwich. You got your waffle. You put down your fried potatoes. You put your scrambled eggs on top of that. You put your bacon. Then you put another waffle. It doesn't matter if it leaks out the side. You just eat that damn thing. Beautiful. Yeah. I don't care what time of day. That used to be my favorite dinner when I was growing up, was when my dad made breakfast, and that's what we'd have. We'd have all those ingredients, and I'd make two gigantic waffle sandwiches because, you know, I was a teenager and I had a metabolism and I wouldn't eat something and gain like 30 pounds from doing it. And so, hell yeah, I would eat two of those big waffle sandwiches, and it was amazing. Best dinner. The only time my friends ever wanted to stay for dinner was when dad was making breakfast. If anybody else was cooking, yeah, we're going to go home. Even the friend that had no food at home, whose family couldn't have food at home, all they had were dried beans and rice in the cabinet. That's all they had in there. And he'd be like, yeah, dad's not making breakfast. I'm going to go home and have food. What are you going to eat at home? Beans, rice. Seriously? Yeah. Okay, fine. Go home. That's the way it would work.
Boy.
But breakfast pizza is a necessity, and it will be something that the next time I try to make pizza at home, which has been a little while, but I have pizza stones because, again, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it the right way as best I can.
Yep.
I got pizza stones, and my oven is used to getting up to 500 degrees in temperature because that's how I cook my turkeys. So fair. I do. First 30 minutes of the turkey, depending on the size, 30 to 45 minutes, have to be at I do it at 500 degrees.
Wow.
And then I back it down to 350 and cook it until it reaches internal temp. Yeah, you know where I learned that from? Alton Brown.
I'll be damned.
And I've been doing it for 19 years, and it works freaking perfectly.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, next time I do at home pizza, I'm gonna have to figure out a way to do a breakfast pizza. Gonna have to work through it, see if I can perfect it. Just because the idea sounds really, really good. The one that I saw on the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And again, it was somewhere in Minnesota, so it's not like I can get there. Because, I mean, one, I don't like to travel. Two, I really don't like to travel to Minnesota. What's there? I mean, there's a big mall, but yeah. I guess that could be fun. But that's about it. I have no other reason or I have any desire to go to Minnesota. It's just one of those places that's like, you know, what's there? Other than this pizza place, what's really there? You know,
it's very, very, very Wayne's World. Hey, we're in Delaware.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, what's there? What's really there?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is just
as a musician in Minnesota, which sounds really weird.
What, Paisley Park?
Well, first off, yes, and if they don't turn that shit into a fucking Graceland, they're missing out. But the only other thing I could think of is I believe Minnesota is where it's really funny. Like there's basically an, I can't remember what the name of the actual parent company is, but years ago I worked for a store called Music Go Round, which is basically just a used music gear recycling place where you would come and you would sell your used stuff and then it would flip and then you would you would come and sell used, like Guitar Center and multiple places do that with musical equipment now, but Music Around was specifically known for it. Like that was their thing. That's specifically what it was. So you'd walk into this store and it would be the size of a Guitar Center, but everything was used. And so the prices were kick ass. And it was really, that's probably like, and it's only a nostalgia thing. It's like, it's the reason why you would go to Bend, Oregon. What the fuck is in Bend, Oregon? The last Blockbuster. That's what's in Bend, Oregon. And that's it. That's the only place that makes any sense for it. only reason why anybody would travel to fucking Bend, Oregon. It's the same reason that, like, for me, any musician or anybody that used to work at, because Music Around actually tried to branch out. I worked at one out here in California. And just for the nostalgia factor of it, I'd like to see one of the, you know, top level ones, like the potential, because the one that I worked in was this tiny little franchise hole in the wall type one. It was a little place.
It was tiny.
So I was like, I'd like to see, you know, what you could do with it. And it's that nostalgia trip, but it's also a big part of it is the just seeing the potential of it. Just like seeing the last Blockbuster. Who wouldn't want to go? This sounds so stupid. Who wouldn't want to go to the Blockbuster that has, I think it's, I think it's, oh my God, why can't I think of his name? Fucking Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe's jockstrap from Gladiator. They actually have that on display in glass.
I mean, here's my
it's
thing.
So stupid, but it's like a, it's, you would go for that.
I would just go to be back in a Blockbuster again. Just because
it would be a very different experience. They've got the whole living room set up because I think they were renting it out as an Airbnb at one point, they've got a whole living room couch, like living room bed couch set up there. I don't know if you know about this or not, but they at one point they started renting out the store as an Airbnb with a home theater system room set up right there in the store. So you would rent it out and be able to rent and play and watch anything you want for the entire night. You have the run of entire store.
It's only cool if they have one of the Nintendo 64s in those briefcases.
Oh my God, I hope so. I bet you they've got that under glass or some shit.
That was, because I remember that.
I wanted one of those so bad.
Snap, yeah, the Pokemon Snap kiosk. To actually play,
oh, those
like,
were cool, yeah. Oh my God, having to do that with the kiosk. God, that's a thing I haven't seen in a while.
I remember how like awesome it was to have those. I think we had PlayStations or PlayStation 2s, and then the Nintendo 64s, and then like people having to put down $100 deposit just to be able to rent those things.
Oh yeah,
it's like this is
good. Amazing. Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked up one of these. Have you seen what they go for? Oh my God, this thing's in incredible shape.
The Nintendo 64,
the rental briefcase.
I'm guessing probably 1,000.
More?
Wow.
I'm looking at one on eBay right now, and the case is in mint shape. It's like it's ridiculously good shape. The tag on it is from store 57232, from July 2000.
Wow.
So back when we were working, and this is a demo use. It's funny because they've got the demo use only, not for rental, N64. So it was a demo use N64 with the briefcase. I actually have these controllers. They were like these offset type controllers. They're called the SuperPad 64. They're not like the three arm. Yeah. They're that one. I actually have one of those. It was gifted to me from a very, very good friend of mine.
Nice.
So I have that. This thing has, there's the serial number. Oh my God, it all fits right in. Just with, there's a Game Shark in it apparently as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at everything. It's just in incredible shape.
Does it
$12.50?
Does it have the graphics expansion in it though? Wow.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't open it up, so I don't know if they have the graphic expansion. But yeah, $12.50 for this sucker.
Wow.
That's insanity. I cannot believe it goes for that.
I mean, I still have my original Nintendo 64. I'm looking at it right now. I had to get new controllers for it because the which I bought it at your current job actually, because the thumbstick ended up not working on my favorite one. When I bought it, it came with a really cool like light purple controller. I don't know if you remember my light purple controller I had.
Oh yeah, was it
really
the
cool controller?
It's the atomic purple, right? It's like see through.
Yeah.
Yep. Atomic
I love
purple
that controller. But it doesn't work anymore. The thumbstick doesn't work anymore on it.
Oh yeah, those things eventually wear out. There's actually funny. There's one that's sitting at where I work right now, or at least it was, and I think it's priced at $50 because the stick is completely unused. And we have a sticker on it that says, do not move this stick. So there's no residue in, like, you know how there's that little bit of plastic residue that shows up in the stick? There's zero. It's brand spanking. The stick has never been moved, and we don't know. I don't know who it came from, but that's insane.
Nice. No, I have. I bought a yellow one and then a standard gray one from your job a while ago.
Yeah, standard gray one is like the one that I don't have, but I have been spoiled and legit fallen in love with the controller that I use now is by a company called Retrofighters. I think I've mentioned it before. God, it's so comfortable. It's the form. It's the comfortability and the form factor of like an Xbox controller, not the Duke, not the big one, but like the standard size Xbox One controllers and the Switch controllers. It feels like that in your hands. And it's so easy to control and use. Nice. Half the reason why I didn't play N64 is because of those god awful controllers for such a long time.
See, I loved the Nintendo 64 controllers, but also that was like the first game system I bought for myself, so I kind of had to love it. Anyway, we're gonna take a break here. When we come back, I have another story about misadventures with American cheese, and I want to talk a little bit about the big movie that came out right before Christmas, and I think it's been enough time that we can talk about that. Or,
oh man, okay.
Do we need a full episode for that? Because
I don't know. Should we two part it? I wasn't sure
Let's do a full episode for that. Then we're gonna make you wait for one more week on that one. It's only gonna be another hour for us. We're gonna make you wait for a week. Instead, okay. We're gonna talk about the other thing that we do mention. We'll talk about a few of the surprising people that left since we've been last talking about that passed away since we last talked about celebrities passing away.
Yeah, so, that's been a while too, huh?
It has been. So we'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled Xenchron, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. I mean, you're not gone that long, right?
It's just a bumper.
And is it Scott saying something again?
No, it's me. It's me in the middle.
It's you. You like being in the middle, don't you?
Who doesn't?
Anyway, me. I'll be honest. What were we supposed to talk about? I completely blanked on that. You put my mind into the wrong spot, sir. God. American cheese. There we go. See, it came to me eventually.
You made a mention really fast. Was it American cheese and then who has?
Yes, we'll talk about the American cheese adventure first, and then we'll talk. Well, yeah, we'll be lighthearted, then we'll get a little bit heavy.
American cheese adventure 2.0.
Yes. So obviously, I've talked a lot so far about the pizza that my wife likes to go and get. Yeah. And this is on, we get a break from our household, a break from our lives, a break from whatever on Friday and Saturday nights where we get out and do our grocery shopping. We spend a little time together. We go to places to buy stuff for ourselves. Like recently I was able to find myself a couple of new, Funkos, Voltron. And, nice. What's the other one I found? Where are you? Where did I put you? Hold on. Oh, I found a Luke Skywalker, an old Luke Skywalker.
Oh, you mean like OG?
No. I mean, it wouldn't be OG. It's Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi, where he's like the old dude.
Oh, I thought you meant like old as in like it was an old run.
No. It's saying it's from The Force Awakens, so it's from the end of The Force Awakens.
Oh, cool.
But I just saw it and I was like, ooh, old Luke Skywalker. I want this. And then Voltron, I couldn't pass up because it's freaking Voltron.
Yeah, because Voltron.
I want a real metal Voltron again, like I used to have when I was a kid, and I was forced to give away to somebody. Like all my toys, I was forced to give away. X-Wing fighter, anyway. we do stuff like that. The wife got for herself, however you want to say it, a Crow statuette from the Crow movie.
Yeah. You showed me that one.
Which is a necessary thing. And you know, just that's what we do on our Friday and Saturday nights. We find cool things that we like. We get to go, to go around walking, shopping, window shopping, even though we don't need any windows in our house. We still shop for them. I don't understand that. Spend a lot of time in Lowe's and Home Depot. That was a joke. Come on.
Sorry.
Saturday nights is when we get our pizza. Friday nights is always a discussion of whether we're going to grab some food while shopping or whether we're going to grab something that we can quickly fix when we get home. And I'm always grabbing something while we're out shopping, because any opportunity for me to get fast food and stuff, I'm going to take, which is why I'm the size that I am. And while I've gotten better at that over the years, I still like to be able to indulge in those things occasionally. And the wife doesn't always want to do it, but then she does, but then she doesn't. She's very back and forth about it. And she always tries to ask me, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to get food while we're out, or do you want to do something home? Like, my answer is always going to be the same. And then the question is, well, where do you want to go eat? Somewhere where they have hamburgers.
Yes.
Because we have pizza every Saturday night. I want to go somewhere where there are hamburgers. The only other place I'd want to go is somewhere where they have like chili dogs, but you don't like that place, so I don't even ask to go to that place anymore. I go to that place by myself if I want to. But otherwise, just take me somewhere where they have a hamburger. That's all I care about. I just want a hamburger. And I, again, a few weeks back, I had gone to The Habit, got a burger, tried to order it without cheese, had cheese on it, but it was such a good burger, I was able to deal with the nasty American cheese. It was still there, still bothered me, but I was able to eat the burger without having to scrape cheese off beforehand. And it was impossible. The way it was stuck to things, I couldn't have scraped it off properly.
Sorry. I'm very sorry.
Well, you know, everybody has their, I think anyway. Everybody that, let me say it the right way. Everybody that eats fast food, because there are those people who just like refuse to eat fast food. I don't know what's wrong with them, but that's okay. They're probably healthier than me. but everybody has kind of their favorite fast food place to go, and they have their go-tos at each fast food place. And, you know, you learn amongst friends, if you spend enough time with people, friends, significant others, family members, whatever, you know, you learn what you can order at each place, and you learn which places they prefer over other places. You know which places they want to go to. Most people will default and eat at McDonald's because McDonald's has so many things that they serve, and they do have the best fast food fries, fast food only. Most people kind of default. If you go to McDonald's, almost everybody that eats fast food will eat at McDonald's, but it's typically not their favorite place. For some it is, but typically they like one of the other places. My wife's favorite fast food place, and mine, luckily, we agree on this, which is a good thing. You don't have to agree on everything as a married couple, but it's good to have a few things that you can agree upon. And
I mean, that kind of helps, things. Yeah.
Yeah, lean on those things, especially when it comes to places to eat. Now, again, I love eating it at like Wiener Schnitzel. That's a place that does the chili dogs. They're awful chili dogs, but I still love to eat them. I'll go there just about any time I can. That's not a place that my wife likes to go because she's not a big chili dog person.
Okay.
And that's okay. But again, we have their sit-down restaurants for a long time. She loved going to Chili's as a sit-down restaurant. I couldn't stand Chili's. So she'd go to Chili's on her own time. I, when we were together, we'd pick somewhere else. You have those things, right? Well, luckily, we both like the same fast food place. And we like the same fast food places in a rough order together. Our favorite together, the one we both like most, is Wendy's. And not just for their amazing Twitter, by the way, but I really do like their food. I used to consider their fries to be the best fries. They changed their recipe and they weren't as good anymore. Well, they recently changed their recipe again. So my wife and I had both been interested in going to try these new fries because, again, recipe got changed again. Okay, let's see what they've done with their fries. Maybe they brought back the old recipe of fries and because they used to be really, 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 really good. We've been trying for about, I'm going to say, 2 months to get back into Wendy's. We only have one in our area. Do you remember where that one was? At the corner of the Highway 99 and the street that goes across the bridge?
Yes. Man,
right at that corner. Oh yeah, that it's the only one we have. We used to have one in the other town that was right near the other bridge. But that's Jim Boy's Taco now.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, that's the only Wendy's that we have in our. Yeah, it's the only Wendy's that we have in our area. It's like you got to go down by the Walmart for you to be able to get Wendy's.
Yeah, we got to make a trip.
That's the closest one that I know.
Every once in a while, like we used to, Tash and I would, there was a Wendy's, when we lived in the Citrus Heights area, there's a Wendy's that's right there in a shopping center with like, you know, Black Angus and GameStop and stuff right there.
Yeah.
And so we would go to that one all the time. And then when we moved, that was the one that we moved, and that one that's like 20 minutes away from us is the only one. And so we go far less often. It's quite the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have like two McDonald's within almost walking distance.
Dude, right? Place.
And I mean, one, and by the way, one of them is better at their chicken nuggets and their fries. They make better chicken nuggets and fries, which you wouldn't expect to happen, but they actually do. The other one is just better at service all the way around.
Yeah.
So the one old part of town, yep, better at service. The other one, better chicken nuggets and fries.
That one has been
terrible
there
at service.
That one has been there since I was at least in high school. I believe I remember when it came up new.
Yeah, the one in the old town. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember
that old town one has been there forever. Yep.
But anyway, we've been trying to get into the Wendy's, and the Wendy's that we have, it's the way that the drive-through goes to it. If the drive-through backs up, it'll back up to the freeway almost. I mean, it's bad, which is not very far. I mean, it's right there on the corner of the freeway, but it'll back up almost into the freeway. And so the drive-through for that has been backed up for the last 2 months. Every Friday night when we go out, it's been backed up. Well, last Friday night, I won't say like a couple days ago, but like the week before, it was, we happened to drive past it and the drive-thru was empty. And we weren't sure we were going to get food, but the drive-thru was empty. So I was like, drive-thru's empty. You need to go now. You've been wanting it for 2 months. You need to go now. And all I'm thinking is, I'm getting a burger. But I'm trying to project, honey, I know you want to go there. You've been wanting to. Let's go, because that gets me my burger. And so she's like, yes. Gets over there, gets in there. We, you know, she's like, I'm going to get this. She recently discovered that she actually likes lettuce on her hamburger. She did it on a hamburger for years. Oh. Didn't eat it on tacos for years either.
Okay.
She's recently discovered that she likes having the crunch of lettuce with her hamburger and her tacos, because she'd eat salad. She loves salad, but just didn't like it in those specific things, or didn't think she would like it. And she's learned that she loves it. So there's old hamburgers that she wants to try that she hasn't eaten in years. Like, I used to not get that with lettuce. I'm going to have that with lettuce now. I'm like, all right, cool. That means more hamburgers for me. I'm liking this. It works out great. You want to go on this journey of food discovery? I'm there with you, Bert. And so she's prepping her order. She sees that they got this $5 bag thing where you get nuggets and you get fries and you get your drink and you get the choice of burger. And she's like, I'm getting my junior bacon cheeseburger, because that's what she loves there. Junior bacon cheeseburger, loves that thing. But it has tomato and lettuce, and like, she gets to have it with lettuce now. So she's really excited about it. I'm like, cool. And I'm looking, and they have this like, I don't know exactly what it was called. It's some super duper cheddar burger, right?
Right.
It's got a cheddar cheese sauce. It's got a cheddar bun and then bacon. And it's Wendy's. They love putting bacon on their burgers more so than any other place. And I'm like, I want that, because I love cheddar and I love cheddar on a burger. And I'm looking at it, it's like cheddar cheese sauce. I'm in. Cheddar bun, I'm totally in. It's got American cheese on it. But I'm worried, if I ask for them to take the American cheese off, what if they don't put the cheese sauce? What if they mess it up in some other way? So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to try it. And I did. And of course I ordered it with double patties, because when you're at Wendy's, you do that. Just order it with double patties, because it's just so much better. They have the best hamburger patties. The square patties, I don't know what they do differently with them, but they're freaking amazing.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Oh yeah.
And their buns in general, they usually use a brioche bun for their normal buns for things. They are so much better, but they have a freaking cheddar bun. Oh. They're the ones that also were the first ones that did a pretzel bun burger. And I'm sorry, pretzel bun? Yes, please. Always. Thank you.
Yeah, pretzel buns are fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
But I get this burger. Now, I'm going to tell you, this thing is massive. It's huge. Huge burger because it's two patties, right? It's this huge mammoth thing.
Yeah.
It takes me, I'm going to say 15 minutes to eat this burger. 15
Damn,
minutes
that's a large-ass burger.
Eating this burger. And it had American cheese on it. It had this beautiful cheddar cheese sauce and this wonderful, soft, yet flavorful, chewy cheddar bun. It was an amazing bun. All of the things in this burger, the bacon in there. It was a beautiful meld of flavor. And I still tasted the American cheese in there.
Okay, hold on. Just to let you know here, like what you're doing right now, to let everybody know, we record our podcast basically two in a row every couple of weeks on Sunday mornings. That's when we do this. I haven't had breakfast yet, and you are driving me fucking bonkers right now talking about this thing. I just wanted to let that be known.
I'm all in.
I'm listening to this, but I'm so fucking hungry right now.
All I'm going to say is you don't have the commitment that I have after we're done with the podcast, which the commitment that I have after we're done with the podcast
is leave and go get it.
I'm just saying my commitment after the podcast is that I have to, after we record our sessions here, I have to go downstairs, change my clothes so that I'm in my appropriate gear to watch the 49ers in their first playoff game.
Okay. Because
they made it to the playoffs.
Oh, dang.
And they're playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, rivalry renewed.
I was going to say, yeah, that's, I mean, I am such a passing, like, I don't consider myself a particular fan of football. I know that rivalry. That's very prominent.
That was big when we were teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. Anyway, I got to change into my football clothes, get ready for my football game, eat my leftover pizza from last night so that I can sit and eat my pizza and watch my football game and, you know, hope that we get another week of play, but also be happy that we at least made it to the playoffs this year when I didn't expect us to halfway through the year when we were doing really, really crappy. So, I mean, there's a lot of commitment that I have after this. You don't have that commitment, so I'm just going to say, make that 20-minute drive and go get you some.
So don't do that to me, you bastard.
I will. I mean, again, I could taste the American cheese in this burger, but I got to tell you right now, I've had a lot of burgers from Wendy's. A lot of burgers from Wendy's. It is my favorite fast food place. Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr. kind of run second to Wendy's.
Fair.
Burger King's behind all of them, mainly because they have the crappiest fries, or so I thought. They had the crappiest fries. Their burgers are all right, but nothing too special for me. And when they did try to roll out tacos at one point or another, worst tacos ever. Jack in the Box's tacos aren't like, you know, a really great taco, but sometimes you just want a Jack in the Box taco.
Yeah, there's the flavor of a Jack in the Box taco.
I'm not going to say it's good, but it's something that you crave at some point or another.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
fair.
And it definitely would not top my list of great tacos, but just some days. Anyway, this is probably the best burger I've had from Wendy's ever. And again, I've had a lot of different burgers from Wendy's because they are my favorite place to go to. So amazing. Since that Friday, so again, that wasn't 2 days ago. That was a week and 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Since that Friday, I have been craving that burger again every single day.
Oh, man.
And I work not too far from where that Wendy's is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to stop myself every single day. In fact, one day I had to go to a store that was right by that Wendy's, and I had to make sure I drove away from the Wendy's leaving that store so I did not stop in and get it. It was like I was doing everything I could to resist the compulsion to go and get another one of those burgers. And now my wife knew what was going on, so 2 days ago Friday, she tried to take me to Wendy's again to get another one. Sadly, you know, cars out into the street again from the drive-thru, so there was no way we were in there to get the burger, and we ended up going to, when Wendy's didn't work, which I knew she was heading there. When Wendy's didn't work, I'm like, all right, so there's three other possible places that you're going to go. So which one is it? Well, I kind of want to go to the Habit, but they're a little more expensive. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's one of the three places. So I guess we'll go to Jack in the Box. I said, yep, that's the other of the three places. What was the third one? McDonald's. Those would be the three places you would go. How do you know that? Because I know you, because again, you get to know what people like. And we ended up having Jack in the Box, which is fine. But damn, that Wendy's burger, I'm telling you, if you get the chance to go to Wendy's, get the burger, order it with two patties, because you know what? Indulge. Enjoy. We there's only so much of life that we get to live.
Fair.
At least have those moments to enjoy that. Now, yeah. The reason we actually went to Wendy's, which was to try the fries are basically, they've changed their fry recipe to be more like Burger King's fries. And sadly, attempting to be more like Burger King's fries, they're actually worse than Burger King's fries. So
they're actually disappointed. What? Sorry, you cut out. You said worse?
Worse than Burger King's fries. Although I did not get a Frosty to dip them in, so I don't know if they're good dipping into a Frosty.
They probably would work with a Frosty, but that was like, why did you, what was there something wrong with like the oil they were using or something like
I
that?
Don't,
is that why
it
was
I
a
don't
big deal?
Know. I think they changed the fries because, you know, they're, I don't know, trying to do, it's, I don't know. I just don't know. They changed it. That's all I know, and they didn't do good with the change. But that's okay. I can forgive them because that freaking burger is amazing. I will go back there for that burger again. And even when that burger's gone, I'll still go back to Wendy's for other burgers because I love their burgers. They're so freaking good. And because Five Guys is too far away. Because otherwise, I'd go to Five Guys all the time. That'd be the only place I'd go for burgers. Oh, if I lived within like 5 minutes of a Five Guys, forget it. Forget it. That would be bad. I would be, it'd be like if I moved in anywhere, I wouldn't have a choice. We'd be having Blaze Pizza every single night. But the wife would make it a point to have Blaze Pizza every single night.
Fair.
If it was that close. If it was that close, she would figure out a way to make that happen. Such food talk. We're actually only going to spend a very short amount of time because we spent a lot of time in the past on celebrity deaths. And I think maybe we've overdone it on some of them.
This is worth faster mention. I think celebrity deaths, when that happens, like depending upon who it is, I guess. I don't know.
Well, these are two decent sized celebrities too. Well, I mean, not really. One of them was really, really short.
Two?
But two of them, yes. Two of them I'm going to mention.
I was
going to
say, there's a third at least.
Okay, who's your... Well, I'll
I don't know which
Mike
one of the two that you're third. Mentioning. Yeah, okay.
The two that I'm going to mention are going to be Betty White.
Of course.
Who we are now in the end days because she was the last thing holding back the apocalypse. So we're screwed. But really, in all seriousness, just the length of career that she had, the activism that she had done in her lifetime, specifically her activism with animals, where she ended up making a friendship with Slash because of her animal activism.
Oh,
not even joking. There's pictures
of
her and Slash hanging out. But she was also an activist back in the day when it came to performers of color working on her shows. Back when that kind of stuff wasn't allowed, and she lost shows because of that.
Yeah.
When it came to equal rights and pay for women in Hollywood, she was fighting for that for years. So many different things that she was a part of. Plus, she was one of those people that her sense of humor, she was willing to be so open about it and not be, I hate to put it this way, but not be old about it. Even as she was advanced in age, she was still making jokes about, her SNL thing where she's making jokes about her muffin. That's hilarious shit for some old lady to be talking about. Dirty old lady, and I like it. That's awesome.
Oh, that was amazing.
And then at the same time, just very sweet, very kind individual, but willing to poke fun at herself, poke fun at other people, and be loving and accepting. And one of those people, I don't know the exact quote, but her quote about not wanting to be in an afterlife where people don't respect who other people love. She was an advocate for LGBTQ way before any of that was actually happening as advocacy. She was a wonderful lady. Obviously, it was kind of expected because she was getting old. But still,
she was. Yeah, we were basically the entire world was pretty much rooting for Betty White to at least make it to 100.
And yeah, she was just like,
and it was just just before. Dude, People Magazine had. I actually was over while I was at Target yesterday. I noticed that People Magazine had changed their magazine. They had them all removed. They had because they came out 2 weeks prior to Betty White's 100th birthday before the end of the year, celebrating her 100th birthday, which it's not supposed to be until the 17th. I think that's the day this releases. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
The day tomorrow. This releases would have been Betty White's 100th birthday.
Yes,
and
it would have been.
They've already changed the People Magazine article. They changed the whole thing to where it was, it was in memoriam, but yeah, I saw it yesterday. I was like, damn it. Like, that means one celebrating Betty White's 100th birthday in the next 10 years is going to be worth a stupid amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because they made a mistake.
And here's the thing. I mean, depending on exactly how warped her sense of humor was, I mean, she might see that as kind of the best joke she's ever told. It's like, y'all are going to celebrate 100? I'm not.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's, I'm just thinking for me personally, that's how my sense of humor would be. You guys are already writing my article about being 100. I'm going to screw you over.
Oh my God.
It's not going to work. Ha, I died beforehand. You were wrong. I just, that's my sense of humor. That's the type of thing I would do. But I'll admit I'm dark. The other one is,
I was going to say, before you say it, I'm going to reference, I am actually going to reference Larry the Cable Guy, because even though he is a terrible comedian, I don't really like him. He actually said one of the funniest things in reference to are you familiar with Bill Engvall and the "Here's Your Sign" joke? Basically, for someone that proves themselves to be a social idiot.
I grew up in the woods.
Okay, so yes, you know. All right.
I know. Perfect. Jeff Foxworthy.
I lived under Bill a rock. Engvall.
I know Ron White. I know
Dude, Ron White's retiring too. That's crazy. He's gonna be retiring this year. But anyway, so did you ever see the Blue Collar Tour that they did with all four of them? And Larry the Cable Guy did a "Here's Your Sign" moment. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. I don't remember what he did in it, but I remember him doing that. It's all four of them together. And they're doing each jokes, right?
Yeah, they're doing each other's jokes. It's just kind of like riffing on everybody. It's kind of like an everybody together. It's the finale of the show, is what they're doing.
And by the way, Jeff Foxworthy really came to prominence in the mid '90s.
Yes,
and
he did.
It was right around the time that I moved from living in the East Bay up into moving into the hills.
Oh boy!
And like one of the first, you might be a redneck. Something about if instructions to your house contain "leave the paved road," you might be a redneck. And I'm like,
oh, that's good.
I live on a gravel road.
That's decent. Okay, I like that.
I guess I'm a redneck. And of course, anything that referred to it being a mobile home, yes, ours was a triple wide, but it was still a damn mobile home.
Yep.
So if your house has wheels, well, it doesn't currently, but it can. So I guess I'm a redneck.
Damn it.
I am a redneck.
Yeah, the
now.
Checklist that he made for redneckdom was pretty.
And that came out
pretty extensive.
Again, roughly around the time I moved up there, and bunch of kids in the new school I went to were very much cowboy boots, long Western duster jacket, cowboy hats, giant belt buckles that proclaimed that their penis was dead. That was the tombstone for their dead penis.
Yes.
They were listening to and telling these Jeff Foxworthy jokes. And as I moved up there, I'm like, I've gone from being a Bay Area resident to a redneck. What the hell happened to me? And so I attempted to adapt at one point, listen to country music. I had a cowboy hat. I had cowboy boots.
Oh God.
Yeah. It did not sit with me.
It didn't sit with me at all.
No.
Not
me at all.
Oh man. Yeah.
Which is why, by the way, I know a whole lot about mid '90s country music, like way too damn much.
Oh.
It's one of those moments that would be fun just to be in a bar setting with certain people. It'd be hilarious. So I was in a bar setting with you, and it was like a country bar, and they start playing 90s country songs, and I'm singing along word for word for all of them. part of you would be like, yeah, that's James and his stupid memory for songs. But the other part would be like, what are you doing?
Do I Why? Know you?
Yeah, it would be that moment.
Yeah.
And like anything by Travis Tritt comes on, I'm like, why is he in a wheelchair? And I start crying. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about, him being in a wheelchair? He's always in a damn wheelchair.
Oh my God. What?
Travis Tritt is not in a wheelchair. Nobody. Oh, see, you don't even know now what I'm talking about.
No.
But anybody that listened to country music in the 90s will totally know what I'm talking about. I'll explain later.
Anyway. Yeah, please do, because I'm fucking lost. Anyway, what I was talking about was
the joke.
It was reminding me of the here's your sign joke, where he went to his grandmother's funeral and he said how old she was. She died when she was 104. And somebody asked, wow, 104, how'd she die? He's like, how'd she die? She was 104. She wrecked a Harley at bike week.
Here's your sign.
So yeah, it was definitely a moment like that. I mean, I think what actually took Betty was that she had like a stroke, I think, a few days earlier or something or a week prior.
I think that's one of the things that they've come out with finally after different reports, which again, she was, for the last few years when she's done any sitcoms or anything like that, if you go back and look at any of it, she's seated the majority of the time or she's standing next to something. She's very rarely standing alone by herself or moving around too much. And that's because over the last 5 years, she was having trouble getting around. She was having trouble moving too much and doing too much. But that's she's over freaking 90 years old.
Yeah,
she's
almost 100.
What the hell? Like, of course she's going to have trouble getting around.
Of course. Yeah, exactly.
She is literally older than sliced bread. Literally.
Oh my God.
Or she was anyway. She's going to have trouble moving around at that point in her life. And that's okay. She was still doing things. Her mind was still sharp. And again, still a wonderful, amazing person.
Now, absolutely. 100%.
On to the next person that I was going to bring up, just happened this week. One of America's dads, Bob Saget.
Oh, America's dad. He was America's dad.
Well,
he people
have said that about another celebrity, that he was also America's dad until all the rumors about him drugging women and doing bad things were proven to be true. And then he's not so much America's dad anymore. Although, doesn't that make
good.
Him even
that,
more America's
that means
dad?
That means that by default, when
that puts Bob Saget at the top of the list by default. 100%.
That puts him at, yeah. Like, even
although,
like,
again,
even
although
if was...
again, I would argue that might make the other guy still more America's dad than Bob Saget.
Oh my God. Although,
because America's a messed up place, man.
Oh my
God. Actually, the thing that I think makes Bob Saget the most, I would agree though, Bob Saget probably is America's dad, or was America's dad. And probably the reason for that is because while on the TV show Full House, he portrayed that amazing, wonderful, caring, loving father.
Yeah.
Especially for kids who might not have actually been his, because you know that theory, right?
Wait, say what now? No.
One of the theories about the kids on Full House, they might not have been Danny Tanner's. Because Danny Tanner had black hair, and his wife had black hair, but all his kids are blonde. Who do we know on the show that's blonde?
Really? You think they were...
Uncle Joey's kids?
Yeah, I was trying to think, Dave Coulier, what's his freaking character's name? But yeah.
Might have been. Although again, blonde can be just... I mean, my dad has dark brown hair. My mom had red hair, and
yeah.
me and all of my sisters all have blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, recessive genes do happen.
Wow.
But anyway, for Full House, he was America's dad, and especially he even came back for the renewal of House on Netflix, Fuller House, which I'm sure you probably didn't watch, but I did.
How was it? I don't have Netflix, so I missed out on that. But like everybody's saying, you have to get it. I'm just not part of the getting all of the streaming services game,
which is fine.
Yeah,
but
that's the only reason why I missed it.
I watched Fuller House, and he was he, he was on, he made the appearances back on there. Almost everybody from the original series came back. The only ones who didn't come back were Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything anymore as far as acting goes. So they were just like, nope, we're not being involved. They never were going to be involved. But everybody else came back, and they did really good at revisiting old stories and making it, you know, modern and new. Especially they're all drinking wine a bunch, you know, a whole bunch throughout it. Cause again, more modern and new, and yet still continuing the stories. But, the fact that he was this wholesome TV dad, and then when he did his comedy routines, he was one of the raunchiest comedians around. Really raunchy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't even know. Was there much of a reinvention with him, or did he always do that when he did stand up? And then
he was always that way.
Okay. That's what I thought. His stand up career got like, apparently, when the internet was a thing, his stand-up career was revitalized. Like, that's essentially what came out. So he always was like that.
And then, of course, he was also doing there's the other part of him where he was America's dad, which was America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yes.
And that was, I mean, this is video sharing before video sharing actually existed.
Yep.
This is before. You brought your you're like, hey, check this out on the couch with your phone, showing somebody, you know, stupid people doing stupid crap on YouTube or whatnot.
Yeah.
This was stupid people doing stupid crap, and you'd send the tape in to a show that would play it on national television.
Yep.
This is why, I mean, YouTube was created so that somebody could see my Janet Jackson's boob again, because they missed it the first time. But this is what YouTube ended up becoming, was stupid doing stupid crap where you could watch it whenever you wanted to. America's Funniest Home Videos started that, and that's he was the voice and the face of America's Funniest Home Video.
Yep.
It was amazing. And again, we're still at the point where they haven't released enough information as to what may have caused his death.
I believe what they did was they did the toxicology report, and there is nothing that has been found in his system.
And so, yeah,
they don't know. Now they have to go to like the next level and be like, okay, well, what was going on with his body then?
Yeah. And so nothing at the time that we're recording this, there's no fully determined cause of death and reason for anything. But
people
still
are reeling, man. It's devastating, like, to a lot of people.
Especially because we weren't with him. There wasn't a Betty White situation where, you know, he wasn't 99 years old, and
right,
you know,
he was 65. It was completely unexpected. He was 65, and I'm sure that even he thought that he had plenty left in him, you know. And that's crazy. Like, even he had just finished a stand-up gig that night and was in his hotel room. That was it,
which is just freaky.
Yeah. So The circumstances were.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was going to say, was that the other one, sir? That was the second one, right? There's one that's worth. One. There's one that's worth mentioning. I will mention it.
Okay, because those are the two that I remember.
Okay, Sidney Poitier.
Oh God, yes. Now I feel like an idiot for forgetting that one.
I thought that you would have missed Sidney Poitier, because when Sidney Poitier happened, he happened in between Betty White and Bob Saget, but Bob Saget was such a, like, I don't. Part of me doesn't necessarily blame anybody for missing Sidney Poitier, because Sidney Poitier was much more expected. It made sense with him. I believe he was in his 80s. But he was...
He's been, for the most part, retired from public life.
No, I'm sorry. He was 94. So he was a lot closer to Betty's age, which makes a lot of sense. But essentially, he was... he was 94. Guy had a fucking incredible life as an actor and everything else. He was the ambassador for the Bahamas to Japan and to UNESCO between 1997 and 2007, which is crazy. But he is probably the most prominent as the first African American and the first Bahamian, because he was born in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
he was first African American, first Bahamian to win the Academy Award for Best Actor.
In that an amazing movie.
First, yeah, fucking trailblazer, man. Yeah, he was. I don't know which movie it was that he won for, but he's been in so many ones.
I believe it was in the heat of the night.
Was it in the heat of the night? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
But on top of everything else, he's like, dude, he was in Porgy and Bess. He was in probably the one that I remember the most seeing him in was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And I actually have never seen In the Heat of the Night. Was that?
Older movie.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing In the Heat of the Night, but yeah, he, good Lord, man. The amount of, oh, he got the Kennedy, he received the Kennedy Center honor in 1995, which that's just insane. But his filmography is, oh, I'm looking him up on Wikipedia right now just to try to get a better, let's see, the other, so, To Serve with Love, A Patch of Blue, Lilies of the Field, Raisin in the Sun. And I'm just looking up his full filmography because I'm not as familiar with Sidney Poitier's filmography as I feel like I should be, to be completely honest. But I'm trying to find some stuff that I myself would have been more familiar with. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is like the only one I can think of right out the gate that really.
Yeah, I would think you'd have known him from Sneakers.
I don't remember seeing Sneakers. Yeah, it looks like the last film that he worked on.
It looks like it was Lilies of the Field. Lilies of the Field is what he won the Academy
Award for. Oh, he won the Academy Award for. Okay. Man, let's see. Looks like the last thing he was in was a documentary in 2008. He just did a few documentaries from like 2001 on. Well, actually, no, he did a few of them, but he was in The Jackal. What's that? Well, man. He was in a lot of TV, though. Well, not as much. Yeah. Not as much. Yeah, the last time he worked, it looked like was like 2008.
Yeah.
From what you can see, but honestly, like to me, more than anything, it's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was who got me. That's a fucking incredible movie.
I remember In the Heat of the Night only because that was one I believe my dad watched multiple times.
Ah. But yeah, he passed on the 6th, on January 6th, and just leaves behind an incredible legacy.
I think one time in school I watched Lily Field, only once.
Oh yeah,
but it will be one that I will have to revisit. But
remember him. I'm gonna have to actually see it. I don't remember ever seeing it. So, but yeah, I definitely have to.
I remember him most from the movie Sneakers, and that's only because again that was one that I watched. My father watched and I watched multiple times as a kid. Robert Redford, Kingsley, David Strathern.
Oh wow!
Gosh, who else is in that movie? Mary, is it Mary McDonald, the one who's in Dances with Wolves? I think that's her name. It was a movie about espionage, hackers, that kind of thing.
Oh, good, cool. Movie. Okay.
But Sidney Poitier is in that movie too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was one that my dad was a big Robert Redford fan too. So
watch cool. That movie. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that one out.
But anyway, yeah, so a little shorter time spent on still celebrities that left in a very, I mean, just since basically this new year has started, it's already hit with some major celebrities. But that's the, you know, the way of things is as we get older, so do the people that we we watched and loved and followed.
Yeah.
They get older as well.
Absolutely.
So, Mike,
yes.
Where could people be listening to us talk about past celebrities and James dealing with American cheese on an amazing cheddar burger?
Well, you can be checking this out on our website, thezenialchronicles.com, or wherever you get your podcast. I personally listen to us on a Google Podcast. You could check us there. Anywhere else, go search for us, find us, please do that.
Do you know where I listen to us, Mike?
Where?
I listen to us on YouTube.
You do? Well, that is also another place you can actually catch us. You may not be able to find us on our own URL on YouTube yet, but that's because we're working on getting our own custom URL. And the reason and the way that we can do that is if you're listening to us right now and you're listening to us on YouTube, or even if you're not, go find us on YouTube. Search for us on YouTube. Search the Zenial Chronicles. Find the page. listen to this on in because this podcast comes up in video format. Listen to us there while you're listening to the video, listening to the podcast. Make sure that you hit like on this video so that it tells other people that are into the same videos that you're into on YouTube to check us out. And make sure you hit the subscribe button as well, because that helps us get our custom URL. And there's also another thing to do. James, what is that?
Click the bell.
That's right. You got to click the bell too, because then you'll get notified when we put out a new podcast or even a video when we don't have a podcast. That's where it shows up on YouTube. So please do all three of those things. All four of those things. Search, hit like, hit subscribe, hit that bell.
Exactly. And while you're there, make sure to check out Mike's other two podcasts. I know that not podcasts. What am I saying? YouTube pages. James, get hold of yourself to say the right things. Check out Mike's other two YouTube pages. He has a page, Chronosode Games, that he does with his wife, where they're playing video games in chronological order of the story, not in order of when the games come out. Basically, it's just Mike's wife showing how she's better at video games than Mike.
She is better than me. She is better than me at games.
And of course, that one has enough likes and followers to have its own custom URL, where, again, we're trying to do the same for us. And then if you want to look at something else that Mike is doing, if you just can't get enough Mike in your life, then check out Mike's other YouTube page, Ruling Note Music. This is where Mike basically talks about the thing he is actually good at, which is music. I think this is maybe his therapy for how he gets kind of made fun of by his wife in video game things. He gets to talk about the thing he's good at, music. And it's stuff about musical gear, musical recording, history of musical stuff, a lot of interesting things on that page. And those are actual... both of those have actual videos, whereas our video is just kind of a static screen thing. But we're working on that. We're trying to, at some point, get something a little better. And as we said last podcast, and I'm going to say it again, if we get to 100 subscribers and we get our custom URL, I will be getting the logo for the Zenio Chronicles tattooed on me.
That's right.
And we will take pictures and or film the process of me getting that tattoo done. It will be done in a place that is tasteful and visible to the public on a regular basis. No butt cheek tattoo.
Ah, damn it.
I mean, I know you want to see my butt cheeks.
No, not necessarily. I just want to see a tattoo on it.
And
what mama don't know won't hurt her.
But Roy Orbison? Really? Roy Orbison? I need to get those Roy Orbison albumins. There's another movie reference for you. See if you...
Albumins? Yeah, I don't got that one.
I guarantee.
No, I don't have that one.
Anyway, albumins. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Anyway, there's another thing I'm supposed to tell you later, and I already forgot what it is. Uh-oh. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.